We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's start with OPEC this morning. Oil producing nations have decided to cut oil production by 2 million barrels a day. We're talking about it now with Denton Cinquegrana from OPIS, the Oil Price Information Service. Denton, just this decision yesterday, what has happened to oil prices in the hours since?
They're pretty flat, actually. They went up yesterday, but today we're down a little bit. So I think the market's still digesting the announcement. And the fact of the matter is a lot of members of OPEC have been underproducing their quota. So if you go back to the spring and fall, and even 2021, when they were saying, we're going to increase gradually, we're going to increase by 450,000 barrels a day, or 440, I think was the exact number. Well, that 440 was closer to 250, 300, because frankly, some of these countries couldn't keep up because they didn't have the capital to reinvest in maintaining production. That being said, a 2 million barrel cut, 2 million barrel a day cut, is more of a cut on paper. I think in reality, the amount of oil that's going to be taken off the market is probably either side of about 1 million barrels a day, which again, not insignificant, but it's not as drastic as or draconian as that announcement might sound.
This is surely for the ability to raise prices, is what it seems, this move by OPEC.
You know, I think what they're doing is probably protecting their price, obviously. They've said in the past that they're comfortable with oil around $90, which we're around $90 right now. So that's one of the ones they've mentioned. And quite frankly, the U.S. government, which is taking this as a slight, obviously, doesn't have many bullets in the chamber, if any. You know, we're talking about SPR releases. They haven't worked. I could make the argument that they kept oil prices from going to, say, $150 when we were at $110, $120. But we're at the lowest levels since the early 80s. And if you consider the fact that we're still in hurricane season, we still have like a month left. If a hurricane goes through, say, New Orleans to Houston or even down to Corpus Christi, we don't have those emergency reserves ready just in case. If you go back and, you know, at the beginning of these draws, there's probably about 40, 42, 43 days of supply of crude oil. Now that is down to about 25, 26. Kind of a, you know, now granted, we're not guaranteed to have a hurricane go through there and disrupt supplies. But at the same time, if we do see something like that, it could be pretty scary for the market and
you
prices.
Know, I have to think here that, I mean, this decision was made by OPEC Plus, which means that Russia was involved in the decision. You know, could this be Putin trying to get back at the U.S. here, raising prices?
There's certainly that possibility. He's already said that anyone who, and they won't sell oil to anyone who participates in a price cap, which again, I think we talked about this a little bit yesterday, but I think that's really hard to enforce. And when you have, you know, say, you know, call it a $1 on 1 million barrels a day, that's a savings of $365 million. But when you consider some crude grades from Russia are trading at $20 discount to Brent crude, you know, that's a savings of about $7 billion for a country like India or China. And they're not going to, take that, let that opportunity pass them by.
We always say they're quick to come up and slow to go down when it comes to gas prices. Is this something where you kind of expect to see in the next week or so, our prices reverse course and go back up again?
Yeah, I do think they are going to go up. And honestly, the thing I'm saying is they're moving up slower than I thought they would. You know, New York State right now is about $3.59 on average. It's about 26 cents below the national average. Haven't looked at Buffalo yet this morning, but again, New York is running below average. There's a lot of states that are still, like Texas, for example, $3.20. So a lot of the national average push up is Western states and Great Lakes states and some of the Plain states that have had some really significant refinery issues over the past couple of weeks. So that's where a lot of the movement is taking place. But again, the market has moved higher over the course of the past week. Now, granted, I don't think we're going back to $5 like we saw earlier this year, unless something drastic happens. But what the market is doing right now is pricing in potentially a significant recession as well, which would probably obviously bring prices down. But, you know, against that backdrop, it's probably not something you really want.
Denton, thank you. We appreciate it.
Anytime, guys.
That's Denton Sinkregrana with Opus, the oil price information service.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.